This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Neel Kashkari is a name you might recognize. He was one of the people at the Treasury Department back in 2008, doing his best to keep the economy, both this one and the global one, from going down the drain. Kashkari ran the TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, the big bailout program. He has now gone on to become the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, but he has not forgotten whence he came. Kashkari has spent the past 10 months or so working on a plan that he says would end the idea of too big to fail, by making the big banks keep more cash on hand so that there is less risk to the rest of us if something goes wrong. Neel Kashkari, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
We were talking, once this interview got set up, we were talking around the offices, and somebody, I forget who, said, I wonder if he's still traumatized from the whole TARP thing and his experience during the financial crisis. What do you think?
You know, it's a fair question. The financial crisis was traumatic for a lot of people. I was at Treasury, one of the first responders, trying to keep the U.S. economy from collapsing. That's what's motivating this. I don't want anyone in the U.S. country, the people, to ever face this again. We need to address too big to fail so that we don't repeat the same mistakes that we made last time.
There are a whole bunch of laws rolled out, as you well know, designed to save us from a catastrophic financial crisis again. Dodd-Frank and the designation of systemically important financial institutions. Do I hear you saying that we haven't done it yet? All that Sturm und Drang from Dodd-Frank and all the rest was for nothing?
We haven't done it yet. It's been a step in the right direction. You know, we analyzed the history of financial crises around the world using data from the International Monetary Fund. And our analysis says that before the crisis, there was an 84% chance of having that type of a crisis in the next century. Hmm. That risk has now been reduced to 67%. So it's progress. But in my book, 67% is still way too high.
Yeah. You guys get it to something under 10, isn't it? I read the plan.
That's right. We get it to just under 10% by making the banks issue a lot more capital, a lot more buffer against bad things from happening in the future.
You know, one of the reasons that it's interesting that it's you who's doing this as the president of the Minneapolis Fed is that you are a Republican. You have been in the past. You ran for governor in California as a Republican. You are not a big regulations guy.
That's correct. I am a Republican. I worked for President Bush in the Bush administration. But I've seen firsthand the devastation that financial crises can inflict on the economy. We're still recovering, right? When I look at the country today, we're divided as a country. There's a lot of anger out there. I think a lot of that started with the financial crisis. So we're still paying the toll for those mistakes. Financial crises are so expensive, so costly for Main Street that we can afford to spend a little bit of money in terms of making the bank safer to avoid those terrible outcomes.
If you carry the day, what are the next steps? Is it going to be a Fed rule? Is it going to be a law? What do you want to do?
We think we need new legislation. We need Congress to weigh in and say, you know what, let's address too big to fail once and for all, and then let's relax regulations on the community banks that are not systemically risky. And to me, it's appropriate for Congress to make that decision because ultimately the American people need to decide how much safety do they want in the financial system and what price are they willing to pay for that safety. Safety isn't free.
You know, I'm sure that President Trump comes into office with a platform that is largely going against a regulatory framework, right? He wants to loosen regulations on this economy.
Well, I've heard him say that, but I've also heard him say that the biggest banks were, you know, part of the crisis and that we need to make sure that that doesn't happen again. So I'm not sure yet where the new administration is going to be. We're putting a credible plan forward so that Congress or the administration can take it forward if they choose to.
Neel Kashkari is the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Neel, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.